I do ask for your patience today because I just returned from being in Colorado and Utah, and the highest elevation was 8,000 feet above sea level, and I'm still gasping for breath. So I'll be okay, but you know, please be patient with me. As I said earlier, today we are celebrating the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, God the Father, Christ the Son, the Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier. And this is a mystery of our faith, you know, because we're asking ourselves the question, how can three persons make up one? Well, way before God created the earth, the sea, the sky, the birds, the animals, and the first man and first woman, the Trinity existed beyond this place. And with time, God, you know, sent Jesus Christ into the world to be his flesh and perform his earthly ministry. And when Jesus ascends for the final time, he makes the promise to the apostles that God the Father will send the Holy Spirit upon them. As I said, this is a mystery of our faith, and it's not to be taken lightly. And sometimes we forget about the Holy Trinity. But I believe that if we take a closer look at today's gospel, we'll understand the Trinity more and how we are to apply it in our own lives. Today's gospel, according to John, opens up with the words, God so loved the world. This scripture passage has become a famous sign at American sports events. I sometimes wonder, because we see that sign so frequently, if something hasn't been lost. Words can be repeated so often that they lose their power and meaning. The message of John 3:16, God so loved the world, should overwhelm us. The message tells us that our world is not something corrupt and evil to be avoided or conquered. All the world is precious and loved by God. As today's gospel puts it, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved by him. There are many worldviews in human history, and some of these worldviews must be wrong if John 3:16 is right. Those that see our world as false shadows of higher reality, or those that see our world as needing a fiery purification, these worldviews are the starting points for suspicion, followed quickly by judgmentalism. This judgmentalism slides into a worrisome image of God. It imagines a fierce and harsh God whose unrelenting scrutiny scours our souls for any trace of sin. A juridical God who writes rules, laws, and hands out punishment with the narrowest doorways open for salvation. Yet, today's first reading from the book of Exodus finds Moses hearing these words, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. Here, God aims to open his arms to the world. and to embrace us all with love and care. From here, Moses bows and humbly asks God to pardon our wickedness and sin and receive us as your own. Just as negative and judgmental worldviews can create flawed conceptions of God, they can promote a destructive and malicious attitude toward our brothers and sisters whom we find to be different. We see them not as brothers and sisters, but as objectified people who may corrupt others because of their differences. There is no trust. We look at them with suspicion, fear. We look at them for their failings so that we may judge them. Paul's letter today rejects this judgmentalism and counsels us to see those around us as brother and sister, sibling children of God. We are to mend our ways, encourage each other, and to greet one another. This is the challenge of following Christ. We are not to pass judgment on those who are different. For instance, one does not wake up in the morning and decide that they want to become an alcoholic or a drug addict. A teenager does not wake up in the morning and says, "Oh, I am going to get pregnant today." People don't wake up in the morning and decide that they are suicidal. We are called not to judge. We are called to walk with. It is very easy to pass judgment on others who are different or have a different worldview. And when we have those difficulties of trying to love that person, that is when we go to God and say to God, "God, help me to be with this person. How am I to act?" So said, people don't wake up in the morning and decide things for themselves. And there's some things that they have no control over. My brothers and sisters, this is, you know, the season of ordinary time. And we are on the heels of the Easter message. But we are calling to memory, you know, the Blessed Trinity. And we go to the Trinity for help, for God's care. We seek to be beloved by God. So today, let's put away our attitudes of suspicion, fear, and judgment. Let the words of today's scripture penetrate through our ears and through our hearts. That, and also pray that they never lose meaning. Let us share God's love with others. Let us greet one another. May the God who so loved the world be with us all. We come to liturgy to worship and praise God, to present our needs, to eat of the bread, to listen to the word. But we are called to be active in our faith. And being active in our faith means looking after the needs of others.